This special edition in-depth program on the Tulip Queen and her court is brought to you in part by De Blumenhof, Langstrat Auto Body, and Central College. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Van Haften Plumbing and Heating, Pella Community Schools, and Laley.
It's almost time for the Tulip Queen announcement party. In the second part of a two-part program, let's go in-depth with Carol Williamson, Wendy Vanderwell, Tom Vanderwell, and former court members Kelly Dykema and Trinity Voss.
Well, yesterday we talked a little bit about the Tulip Queen announcement party, but we didn't get to exactly what's happening the night of. Can you tell us what happens the night of, Tom?
You know, the actual event itself doesn't really change much from year to year. There are really three pieces that each of the young ladies are responsible for. The first one is where they get an opportunity to just introduce themselves to the audience. So they introduce themselves, they give them their name, and then they get to say one thing about themselves. They can say whatever that might be. The second part of the evening then is their presentation. Like we talked a little bit about it yesterday, they have 3 minutes to do a presentation. Whatever they would like to talk about themselves, talk about their passions, talk about Tulip Time and their memories, whatever it might be, just to get to know them a little bit. Right after the presentation, I, as the MC, ask them the impromptu question. And this is a tradition that every year the Tulip Time Steering Committee, so the folks that really run Tulip Time, come up with a question that every young lady gets asked right after her presentation. It's the one question that is asked of everyone. And I don't even know what that is until the night of. I get handed a super secret envelope right before we start the evening, and that's when I learn what that question is. So each young lady after her presentation will answer that impromptu question, go off, and then they come out one more time, and I ask them two questions from, basically, each of them have filled out a little bit of a form, questions about themselves, their experiences, their hobbies. And from that form, I ask them one question from something that they have said on that form. And then they get to tell me what they want me to ask them about. So I let them tell me what that's going to be. So there'll be two questions. And then basically once those questions have been done, they'll come out one more time, but all they have to do is stand there and look pretty. And that's the last time. Then the curtains close and the judges hand in their forms. And the next time they see me, I will be announcing the five finalists and then the queen.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Tulip Queen and her court is brought to you in part by the Pella Hy-Vee, the Quilted Windmill, and Brand Appeal. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Thistle's Flower Market, Diana Elder, Iowa Realty in Pella, and Pella Car Care.
I continued my conversation about the Tulip Queen announcement party with Carol Williamson, Wendy Vanderwell, Tom Vanderwell, and former court members Kelly Dykema and Trinity Voss.
That's pretty stressful, wasn't it?
It was a little stressful, but it was a whole lot of fun. And the Tulip Queen's announcement party committee made the whole day so nice. Like, you know, you do all those things, which are a little stressful, but they make it that you really feel like you're confident in yourself and what you're doing.
Yeah, we go to a luncheon, which is super fun, mm-hmm. and kind of all get to talk, and you really become close with those girls. Mm-hmm. There was a few of them that I had really never met before, and you create kind of a friendship with them before you're done for the night.
So just not that big a deal? You just handled it? You just decided I'm going to have fun no matter what?
Yes.
Yeah, and the judging became more of a conversation, which was kind of nice. And then that after that was all over, the presentation is just, you get kind of a boost once you get up on stage with everyone watching you. And when you're done, it's a sigh of relief. But it was also, like Kelly said yesterday, you're like, wow, I just did that. Mm-hmm. And so it was super fun.
The committee really works hard to push the look. This is something you're going to remember for the rest of your life. And whether you make it on the court or not, this is a big opportunity that you're going to learn from and look back on. And the committee really pushes, just have fun, be yourself, enjoy the moment. And that's one of the things that I try and do as MC as well, is just, I want the girls to be comfortable on stage. I just want them to have a good time and feel loose and feel themselves and not be too stressed out. And I really try and work hard to give them that comfort.
Well, and Wendy, when you first see the girls, the first group of girls, what's your sort of philosophy on how to handle them? Are they lumps of clay, or are they, how do you see them?
Well, you know, what's always interesting every year is, and I'm kind of glad you said it that way, lumps of clay, because they're really not. We have some incredibly talented young women in this community. And every year I am amazed at what they are already able to do. So what it allows me to do is actually just tweak performances. We don't have to start from scratch. We don't have to recreate something. We get to just come in, and I get to come into that night of rehearsal and really just fine-tune a lot of little things. And I think that's where the synergy of everybody working together is so enjoyable. You know, and the whole committee actually gives some advice. Our past queen is always present. She helps us with keeping time for everybody's presentation, and she often has some good things to offer as well. So we're really doing final stages and not beginning stages. They have all worked really hard before that to be ready to perform.
And your theater background helps.
Yes. Well, and it helps that I love it. This is what I love doing. In fact, I always joke that the night just flies by for me. Both nights fly by for me because I get to do the thing that I'm the most passionate about, which is really helping people do things on stage as well as they possibly can and enjoy it, hopefully, at the same time.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Tulip Queen and her court is brought to you in part by the Pella Historical Society and Deja Vu Consignments. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Dowie Pest Control and PPI.
I continued my conversation about the Tulip Queen announcement party with Carol Williamson, Wendy Vanderwell, Tom Vanderwell, and former court members Kelly Dykema and Trinity Voss.
So are you like the director? Is that how you feel?
Yeah, that's a little bit kind of what I am for the process. I kind of put together the schedule for the rehearsal on Friday night and all the rehearsal stuff on Saturday. So I kind of run the weekend itself. So it's kind of a mix between director and stage manager. I spend all of Saturday night, I spend backstage, and I wait for everyone kind of to come to me, and I escort them wherever they need to go, make sure they're getting on stage at the right times, and trying to give my last-minute pump of excitement and encouragement and tell everybody how awesome they're going to be.
Well, and there's another kind of director. Do you consider yourself the maybe executive producer, Carol? Or I'm thinking in terms of movies or theater. Is that how it is, where you bring all these people together with different talents?
Yeah. Perhaps it could be related to that. I'm on the Tulip Time Steering Committee and the Tulip Queens Announcement Party Committee and the Queens Committee, which are the court moms and the Dutch dancers. Those are all some of the things that I help keep track of. But there are a number of people on each of these committees, and this whole community really helps put this on. It's not just one person or one committee of seven. It takes a lot of us, but there are so many people that love to do and be a part of Tulip Time.
And then there's the parents.
Oh, yes. I mean, that I have been, I've just been amazed to watch how the parents jump into this whole thing. And I actually got the first taste of it. Our daughter was one of the finalists a number of years ago. And one of the things that happens while the judges are doing all their tabulations is that our past queen comes up and gives us a presentation of the previous year. And that is always enlightening. And it was the moment that I realized that the parents are incredibly involved. And I have watched these parents travel the state and put on their Dutch costumes and do all the things to be involved with all of the young ladies that are on the court. So I know that one of the things that's always interesting to think about is how many of the parents hadn't actually put on a Dutch costume for how many years before the event?
Mine have been since the baby parade, so it's been a while.
Yeah, my parents had probably not put on a Dutch costume since I was young elementary school either, so that was fun for them. I think all of our parents had costumes made by, you know, the seamstresses here in Pella.
Yep.
And yeah, that was fun for them.
Yeah. Lots of fittings for them as well.
Yes. Just as much as us, probably. Yeah.
And you traveled the state, ambassadors from Pella. What was your favorite part of that?
Oh, wow. So many fun memories. Yeah, April is crazy for the court. We had over 30 performances, appearances and performances just in April. And yeah, I think a couple of my favorite places were when we got to go to the Capitol and meet with the governor and different legislators. That was really special. And then I think one of all of our, you want to talk about one of our favorite places? Joshua Christian.
Oh yeah, we went to Joshua Christian Academy, which was so fun. We performed for the school there, and it was really eye-opening with all the little kids coming around you, and they wanted to take pictures with you afterwards, and they were just the sweetest, and that was, yeah, very memorable for all of us.
I can just see them running up with their big eyes all excited.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
We
for
felt
sure.
pretty cool.
Yeah.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Tulip Queen and her court is brought to you in part by American Family Insurance agent Christy Tarr, Yarsma Bakery, and Ulrich's Meat Market. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Wood Iron Grill, Mahaska Bottling, and Bank Iowa in Pella.
It's almost time for the Tulip Queen announcement party. In the second part of a two-part program, let's go in-depth with Carol Williamson, Wendy Vanderwell, Tom Vanderwell, and former court members Kelly Dykema and Trinity Voss.
And Carol, can you tell us about getting tickets again? This is airing Friday. It's tomorrow night. Tickets, and is there a stream this year, and is it going to be on the radio?
It's going to be on the radio. Thank you very much for that. And there will not be a live stream video this year, but it will be posted to YouTube at a later date. So if you want to see it this Saturday, you need to purchase your ticket today at the Vermeer Windmill gift shop until 4:30, and then also tomorrow at the Vermeer Windmill gift shop, and then at the door at 6:15 on Saturday.
Okay, and 92.1 KRLS.
92.1 KRLS is where you need to go to listen.
Well, and that's going to be fun. And this is so fun. Both of you, Carol and Wendy, you're sort of moms in one way or other. And Tom, you're the dad for at least a month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because this is very much from a process of females, by and large, for the, you know, through the selection process and then with the queen moms. But I always feel like I get to be dad for a day, and that's kind of my role. Is I go to rehearsal and hang out with the girls in the evening, is just to try and be there to support every one of them, cheer for every one of them, and again help them just feel comfortable.
And how long have you all been doing this, been participating and helping?
I believe this is my fourth year on the committee.
I think I've been MC for five now.
Yeah, him being MC is why I joined the committee.
Okay.
And then I've been involved in the Pella Historical Society Museums and Tulip Time, and then on the Tulip Time Steering Committee for, I don't know, a lot of years, so maybe 15.
Okay, so how many girls a year?
There are 12 finalists every year that perform on Saturday night's Queen's Announcement Party.
So you're dad for a night to, like, what, 60-some girls? 60?
No, it's just 12 girls, you know.
5 years, though.
Yes. Well, 5 years.
Oh, but 5 years, yes. No, and it's true, and that's one of the things, too, is every year the previous year's queen and court are come, as many of them as can, to be part of the evening. And so that's always fun for me, just to see them again and hear about college and get a hug. And
when they come back for Tulip Time, I'm sure
they'll
seek you out.
Yes.
Yeah. And you interact with the court, queen and court, during Tulip Time also a little bit, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
You see them in their costumes on the street.
We actually, because we do the Domini and Maria, we dress up as them every year. We always try to get a picture with the court with all of us in costume, which is a ton of fun.
It is. So those become treasured memories for us.
And you ladies are now in college. You're at Central, right?
Yes, we are.
And what are you studying?
I'm studying political science, possibly. You know, we're 2 months in, so not
2 months
not
in. And what do you want to be?
Well, that's the problem. I'm not sure yet. So we're kind of exploring right now.
And I bet they're telling you that's okay.
Yes, they are.
And I'm studying business management.
And what do you want to do?
I have thought about being an entrepreneur, so we'll see how that goes.
Will you do a favor for me?
Yeah.
When you're done?
Yeah.
Buy Twitter and take it away from Elon Musk.
I'm not thinking quite that big, but we'll see. We'll see.
Okay, can I ask you an impromptu question?
Yes.
Pick a song, any song, that you think it would be good for us and our listeners to listen to. A song preferably with a message or with some kind of, some kind of meaning that would bring meaning to us. Do you have a song? And it can be contemporary, or it can be from the past, whatever. One song.
Every morning I listen to Joy in the Morning by Torrin Wells. I think that's how you say it. It really gets my morning going. So I really like that one. Yes.
And what's the message in it?
It's just that no matter what happened the previous day, or you don't know what's going to happen that day, it kind of starts your morning off that there's, you know, have a positive outlook on the day, especially, like, in the morning, just to start it off right and forget about everything else that's happened, because there's still a lot of day left, a lot of life left that you don't have to worry about the past.
Yeah. I think we both like to listen to worship music in the morning,
yeah.
So we have that in common. One of my favorite songs is Sound of the Saints, and I like that one because it's kind of talking about, like, as Christians, you know, like, our future hope and what we're looking forward to. And I agree, it's kind of a song for me that gives me joy in the morning and when we're tired. And
All right, so you're going to buy Twitter.
Yep.
For me, because
yep.
That would just be a good thing to do when you go into your business world. And political science, let's just presume you stay there. How about you run for president? Would you do that?
Okay. Wow, Trini, we got to get on it.
We got a lot to do.
That's awesome.
Okay, so Carol, tell us about the tickets again and No Stream and 92.1 KROS.
So you can listen to the Tulip Queen's Announcement Party on 92.1 KNIA KRLS on Saturday evening. But if you'd like to attend in person, you can purchase your ticket at the Vermeer Windmill Gift Shop on Friday and Saturday, today and tomorrow, and then at the door tomorrow evening at 6:15.
Thanks to Carol Williamson, Wendy Vanderwell, Tom Vanderwell, Kelly Dykema, and Trinity Voss for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.